Hey, true believers, welcome back to Freak of the Week. It's me, David Hickney. I'm here. I'm Dr. David Hickney. Jeez, I got to give myself more respect.
You should.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Obviously with me is my sister, twin sister. I always forget to tell people that we're twins, kind of twins.
Kind of twins.
Yeah. But,
twins.
Yeah. Twins?
Are we the only set of half twins out there? There have to be other half twins in the world.
Well, yeah,
this is a thing I've never researched. Well, I should probably research it.
It's a weird thing. Like maybe like if like it's hard because we have two different moms with the same dad, mm-hmm. but we're born on the same day,
mm-hmm.
which is what makes us twins. But like if what if it was like one mom that had two eggs that got fertilized and then they both popped out of her at the same time? That's a, like the opposite kind of twins that we are.
That's just regular twins.
No, because it's two different dads. It's one mom, two dads.
Oh, you didn't specify the two different fathers. You said two eggs.
Fertilized by different people, yeah.
Gotcha. That is a thing that happens.
That's
very
weird.
Rarely, but it has happened.
Weird thing to think about.
Yeah.
We're not talking about either of those things today on the episode,
No, but
though.
That is a real thing that is fascinating that we should absolutely talk about it instead of this nonsense.
Why do you got to be like, we haven't even started the episode, and you're like, this nonsense. We have a guest here who is actually a thing.
I'm looking at him, and I don't think he's the thing that he says that he is. I don't want to be judgmental.
I think you're being judgmental.
I am being judgmental.
Is it because of his height? I'm sorry. I know
that's part of it.
You might be sensitive about the height. I mean, that's...
And the fact that he smells like old bacon.
I like bacon.
I like bacon, too, but he smells like old bacon.
How old?
Weeks.
That's pretty... Who lets bacon sit that long? It's bacon. You should eat it right away. It's bacon.
Vegans.
Well, that's fucking wrong.
Vegans let bacon sit that
long. That's wrong. That's just wrong. It's true believers. Bacon should be eaten immediately. And if not immediately, then on a BLT sandwich. That's...
If not immediately, then on a BLT sandwich.
Yeah, because sometimes it'll... Like, you prepare the bacon, then you cut the tomato. And so it's not immediately...
I always fry my bacon last, so it's warm.
Yeah, but even then you have to compile the sandwich, which means it's not immediately.
Well, I mean, you don't want to eat it immediately, like straight out of the pan.
Hell yeah, you do.
It drips down your face, and you end up with a scar like you've got.
Yeah, it's the best. My bacon scar.
Hey, Morty, welcome to the show.
Yeah, your name's Morty.
Bonjour et bonne nuit. Madame, my animal musk, my... meaty smell which mm-hmm. emanates about me is due to the phenomenal amount of animal hormones which are cascading throughout the air around my body.
I can see that air around your body. It's visible.
Can you feel it?
I can feel
it. I am trying not to stand too close.
I can feel it. I'm closer in our setup. My mic is closer to you than Elizabeth's, and so I feel it. Feel something.
Oh, you certainly do, young Dr. Hickney. I can tell by the amorous look upon your face.
Do I look amorous?
I tried not to pay too much attention when you and Sheila were together. Maybe?
Why are you talking about Sheila right now?
Who is this Sheila?
His soon-to-be ex-wife.
The fucking worst person on the planet Earth, besides Mark.
Oh. This is very sad, yeah.
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 Duh.
Da. Da, what?
I speak many languages because I speak the international language.
What language is that?
Amor.
That means love in French.
Oh, you speak the language of love.
Yes.
So, Morty. Oui. Morty, you contacted us about being on the show because you said you are a special kind of thing.
Yes, I am very special. Many men have known me, and women, throughout the ages. I have come into their lives. I have given them pleasure.
That was a...
So you're a gigolo?
That was an R roll of a
century. No, mon ami.
No.
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 No. No gigolo. No.
No gigolo.
I am a spirit. Le spirit de l'amour. I bring pleasure. I cause people to shake uncontrollably. I cause them to feel good throughout their entire bodies. I bring
you're an ecstasy dealer. Le petit
mort. No, this is no drug. This is natural. This is from nature. I am love.
You are love.
Yes, love. Me, madame, oui, yes.
You said ages. How old are you?
Oh, I am older than time itself. Which really does not make sense.
It's pretty old, yeah.
Yes, that is very, very old. I cannot divulge my true age.
Yeah, neither do I. It's cool. I get it.
I mean, I know how old she is because we were born the same day.
Oh.
But were we?
Don't put that voodoo on me.
I mean, so, Morty's the one trying to do the voodoo right now.
Morty, so you're saying you are love.
I am. I am more specifically. I am Le Petit Morty. As you can tell, I am...
He is a little Morty.
I am...
He's small, yeah.
Somewhat petite. On the more diminutive size.
I mean, you're pretty short. How short are you?
He's shorter than me.
Yeah, you're short.
I believe in your terms it is 4 feet and 9 inches.
Well, that's damn short.
Yes, but it is not bad to be 9 inches.
I was going
to
say, it's the 9 inches is what counts, right?
That is correct. You understand.
I do. Stay over there. Thank you. Yeah.
Elizabeth, yes. Once again, you're my sister.
David, I've had sex.
Oh, God.
With more than just Mark.
I can tell. You are flushed with the passion.
Not at the moment.
The redness circulates around your face and undoubtedly your aureolas as well.
Oh, come on!
My
Jimmy, shut up over there!
My aureolas?
Yes.
Damn it, Jimmy. You're ruining the podcast. God, this is gross. This is gross.
And you?
What?
You,
I'm just
my
picturing
friend.
Oreo nipples now. I can't help it.
They come in many flavors. But you, sir, I can sense the preapic manhood surging forth.
Okay, now I'm disturbed.
Oh, yeah, see, now you get it. Yeah, yeah. What, I'm not a snack food?
Oh, you are perhaps a little bite of love.
A little bite of love. A petite bite of love.
Le petit snack.
Snack.
He just called you a snack. That's a super compliment.
Okay. That's interesting. Morty, you're saying you're love, but like, you're not a person then? You're...
I am a spirit.
A spirit.
Yes. Yes, we. Oui. I inhabit people, and I bring them this sweet release of, how you say, the orgasm.
You inhabit people?
Yes, I'm the spirit of such love.
Orgasm.
So you actually inhabit people, or you just enter people? Because that's two different things, and I could see how one of those might cause orgasm and the other one doesn't exist.
I see you do not understand the ways of love.
I understand the ways of love very well, actually.
No, let's not go back to that.
My dear, just let the power of love overcome you. Let it fester over you.
Fester?
I do have to say, scientifically speaking, that love and what seems to be what you're speaking of, orgasm, those two things have nothing to do with one another.
Explain.
Well, I think she's trying to say there's a difference. Like, it's the
they're
ancient
not
Greeks,
mutually inclusive by any means,
right? Like the ancient Greeks, there were two different gods for that. Aphrodite was the goddess of love.
Oh, I knew her.
And
well.
Eros was the god of lust.
Oh, and I knew him.
And so they were.
I
they were
knew
related. Like,
him.
Eros was the son of
like,
Aphrodite.
I knew him.
What do you mean?
Like, biblically?
I am winking at you now.
You don't have
I am
to tell me.
I'm winking.
You could have just winked.
I am winking. Can you see?
He's winking
yes,
with
I
both
saw
eyes,
it.
Though. So it's more like blinking.
Yes. Well, I'm not doing it simultaneously. It's because like I'm trying to wink at both of you, but separately.
Why are you winking at both of us?
You're a tiny man having a facial spasm that smells like bacon.
I do not believe you understand.
What does bacon have to do with fucking?
Bacon is one of the great elements of nature. It is fire, wind, earth, water, bacon.
I can actually
it was heart.
Believe that.
I thought it was heart.
You can make bacon from heart. Why
fire,
not?
Earth, wind, water, and heart.
I that
and
is
then you get Captain America.
I see you,
Captain America.
Yep.
Who is this America Capitan?
Well, there was these comic books back in the day, and he was this guy in red, white, and blue, and
his
he had a shield.
Steve
Rogers,
and he has America's ass.
That is right. Yes. I endowed him with the ass.
You endowed him with the ass?
I am an ass-endower.
How come you decided not to endow yourself with the same ass?
I...
Why have you not made your own physical presence more... traditionally...
I am a giving spirit.
Attractive.
I am giving... who is to say what is traditionally attractive? Who?
History, Time.
Who?
Vogue magazine.
But that's changed over the years.
Yes, it is. It is true.
I don't think it's ever been 5'9".
4'9".
Please,
yeah,
do not.
I'm sorry. 5'9" actually is.
I'm
fine.
5'9".
Yeah, 4'9" and smelling like bacon. I don't think that's it. Well, bacon, but not old bacon.
I mean, have you seen some of those Renaissance nudes?
Rubenesque.
Yeah,
Zaftig.
Yeah, just like a Reuben sandwich.
Yes.
You should put bacon on a Reuben sandwich. That would probably be really good.
Can we take the sauerkraut off?
Absolutely.
It would
it's gross.
Not be kosher.
Thank you. I'm not Jewish. Are you Jewish?
Oh, are you?
Are you circumcised?
Is that why your name's Morty?
No, I have been many religions, and yet none at all.
How did you get the name Morty?
Well, it's short for Mortimer.
Oh, that's fair.
Mortimer Seamus Hirachi is my full name.
Mortimer Seamus Hirachi.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
Well, there are many things which are a mouthful. But we'll get to that later in the show.
No, we won't. Absolutely not.
Oh, wow.
Hey, our phone lines are lit up right now.
Yeah, we could take a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from? What do you want to talk about with Morty here?
David.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Hello, David.
It's Papa Terrence.
Hi, Terrence.
Hey, Dad.
I'm just calling to tell you not to give this guy any money. I gave him money at Burning Man.
What?
Oh, David.
I can't believe you still go to Burning Man every year.
Yes.
And are you still burning? Burning with desire? Your loins inflamed?
Dad, how do you know this guy?
This man cheated me out of $2,000, David.
What is money?
It's a currency that we use to buy things that we need to live.
I was not asking that literally.
It sounded like you were asking that literally.
Look.
I was not.
Look.
I was being poetic.
I took my three lady friends.
Three? Wait.
Over to Burning Man. Because I heard that there's a tent. Never mind.
Do you still have a tent? If you catch my... I'm winking at you.
Morty.
I'm winking at you. Do you understand
Morty,
what I'm saying?
Morty, I know who you are.
Who am I?
You're Morty. That's the whole point.
Yes.
You're not this spirit. You're just a little man.
How do you know? But
he is a little man.
Yeah, he's small.
I wish you
because
would stop
I paid
saying.
You a lot of money.
What did you pay him for?
Well,
tell them, David.
I've been having some problems.
Okay, do not problems. Be ashamed. Morty is here.
I mean,
massaging you in my mind.
Ew.
I've been with a
so gross.
I've been with a lot of people, and
yeah, we know.
Lately, I haven't been able to be with a lot of people.
Yes.
What?
I've had this
Dad's
problem.
Dick don't work.
Well, ew, gross.
It works. It just
it
doesn't...
happens with men of certain ages quite often.
It's gross. Why are we talking about your dick, Dad?
Okay, because
David,
I paid this man because he said
you paid him to get your dick hard.
Well, for the three ladies I was with.
Yeah, how many of them were Mom Vicky or Mom Lauren?
None of them.
Yeah.
None of them. I'm sorry.
David, do not be ashamed.
I'm not sorry to you. You're Morty.
I am Morty. I am Morty.
Trust me, he's not Jewish either, by the way.
He never said he was.
No, he said he was like a bunch of different things.
I mean, you were asking if he was Jewish before.
Well, I guess he asked if that was kosher.
Yeah, he's not circumcised.
David, tell them what happened.
I don't want to know that.
David, tell them what happened.
Nothing.
Tell them.
You sprinkled some dust on me and you tried to talk in my ear and then you licked my forehead.
Yes. Yes.
And nothing.
And your foreskin. But...
You never licked the foreskin. Let's just...
In my mind, I did.
This is fascinating.
I just want to tell you that he is there to take your money, and he will not give you an erection.
But did you not feel the spirit of love enter you?
I don't want an erection.
I didn't.
I don't want an erection, Dad. I don't want... I'm here with Morty and my sister. Why the fuck would I want an erection?
Well, he means maybe later.
No, I mean in life.
Would you like one now?
No!
He's a scam.
I'm not a
scam. Right, believe it.
All right, give David an erection then, right now.
Please don't.
If you could do this.
No.
David.
Don't do it. Don't
David.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do
David,
it,
concentrate.
It.
Baseball.
Concentrate
baseball,
on your... Baseball, think about baseball, your sexiest baseball player. Think about Alex Rodriguez with no
think
pants.
Think about your father.
Think about your father. Ah, yes. See, you feel it. You feel it.
Stop.
You feel it.
We need to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Wow.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
So, we're back, True Believers. Thank you for those words from our sponsors.
David, can I come back in the room now?
Yeah. Give me just another second.
Okay, take your time, man.
See, is that not better?
I hate you. I hate you. Okay, Elizabeth, you can come in. I'm sorry, True Believers, that we had to take such an abrupt break.
You missed a spot there.
Thanks.
I'm not cleaning that.
I did not ask you to, nor would I ever ask you to clean that.
I've cleaned up your feces before, so.
That was my geode collection. We've talked about this.
You're not a dragon.
What? I didn't say I was a dragon.
I always bring extra wipes.
Thank you.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Well, I am a thoughtful entity.
So yeah, if you're just joining us, which that's weird because this is a podcast, I don't know how you join us right in the middle of it. But we're talking with Morty, who is
petite,
a spirit of love,
spirit de l'amour.
Yeah, de l'amour.
That's impressive, David. Been working on your languages?
I'm learning Greek. You have to read. You have to roll a lot of R's.
You have apparently loosened up some muscles in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, God,
or so.
Can we just not?
Yeah, can we just?
Can
not?
We just not? Like, I'm already embarrassed. And
it is not me. It is you. It is me flowing through you.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. You probably haven't been with anyone since Sheila.
It is obvious by the copious amount of, well.
Gross.
Not that I want to know your proclivities or habits, but you probably should masturbate more often, David. It's a good release.
I can help.
Ew.
Not with the
It wouldn't be masturbating if you were
if
helping.
If you were helping, yeah, that's just
I can merely help by moving your spirit. I can enter you and move your
Let's
spirit.
Let's not enter anybody right now.
You know what I mean.
We're going to take more calls because I gotta.
It's David. Just breathe. It's okay. Can I push the button?
Yeah, you can push the button. Go ahead.
Hi. Marty? Whoa. Marty, you there? Did I get through?
Whoa. Who are you?
Marty!
Yeah, I do not know this voice.
You know this voice. Don't lie.
I can tell by the look on your face you do, in fact, know this voice.
Marty, what are you doing on a damn show?
Who is this voice?
Annoying.
This is a call.
Oh, drop the French accent. Your name is Mortimer Sheamus. Your middle name is from your grandfather. Knock this crap off. I told you to go to the store. What am I listening to right now?
What's going on? What's
Sounds like Mortimer's wife is calling, or possibly his sister. Wife.
Morty, you have a wife. Wife.
I told you to go to the store.
Girlfriend, lover,
why don't you
sister?
Call your mother?
Mother. Okay.
Young man. Why are you sitting there? You're disturbing the man on the radio.
Mom.
What did you do to him?
You are totally blowing it for me.
Oh, drop it right now.
What is...
Mom, come on. I told you.
I told you, Mortimer Sheamus.
I wanted to be on the radio.
This is not how you do it.
I mean, it kind of is because he's on the radio.
Do not pay any attention to the woman on the phone.
She is
a demon. She's a demon trying to push that glowing button which makes her go away.
Wait until your father finds out, son.
Don't tell Dad.
Young man.
Mom.
How old is he? He wouldn't
tell us. You're ruining it for me.
He is 42.
Looks about right.
Jesus. I swear to God.
Wait until your father finds out.
Don't tell Dad.
I am. Oh, that's the next call I'm making, young man. You better get your ass home right now.
Demolish the demon.
You're grounded. What?
You're grounded?
42?
I cannot be grounded.
I am a counselor for you.
I am a spirit who has lived for thousands of years and lives in the heart and loins of all of those.
You're
in
your father's
there.
Loins. That's how I know you're my son.
This is a deluded poor woman who knows not of what
who
she speaks.
Who cleans up your cum rags every single time you leave the damn house.
That was
gods of love, my ass.
We could probably just push the thing.
You're grounded. Yeah, I'm calling your father.
Okay, we're done.
What the fuck just happened?
It was an illusion. Yes.
An illusion.
Yes. Because.
She said cum rags.
Well.
Whose mother speaks like that?
Who? What was that accent?
I can neither confirm nor deny anything. And.
Why do people keep saying that?
Because
you're having crazy people on a talk show where they talk about things that aren't true.
Perhaps you are. She is confusing what I call my love scarves for some form of cleaning rag.
Such a lovely name. You know what, Morty? I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna use that.
Yes.
They're no longer what she said.
Cum rag.
They are now love scarves.
Drape them around you as though...
I don't know that I'm going to drape them around me, but... Well,
that's gross.
I'm not very good at accessorizing.
That's gross.
But you see, the forces of hate are trying to undermine me, so they will lie.
So it's either your mother or the forces of hate?
Yes, definitely the latter. Definitely for the forces of hate.
What about
not my mother
to her,
who lives in Yonkers?
She didn't sound anything like that other guy we had from Yonkers.
Well, that guy had a very interesting universal. It is. America is a melting pot.
And how would you know she's from Yonkers? And why did your accent go away when you were talking to her?
I am thousands of years old and I have 42. Many accents. No, 42 is not. It's not even close. I don't look 42, do I? I just
what
got
accent
my
are you
hair
speaking
dyed.
With now? Because you're definitely not French anymore.
What is going on?
You're clouded by the veil of lies. Please smell my love scarves.
I do
and
not
bring
want to smell your love scarves. Keep your love
scarves
over there.
Gross. We're gonna take another caller, I guess.
Great. I'm not touching anything in this room. You have to push the button.
What's your name? This is
Shane from Oklahoma.
Hi, Shane.
Hello, Shani.
Shane.
So, I don't know if you remember me, Morty. I had hired you to come with me to that clinic. My sister and brother were looking to have twins.
Yes.
And they...
Twins, hey. It's us.
And they wanted to have one that looked like him and weirdly one that looked more like her. So they thought my sperm would work better for the other one.
So that we
kind of skew the data in that direction.
That's weird.
I remember
nothing
your case.
Nothing you just said had any relevance in science at all.
This is not about science. It is about
so we were each fertilizing different eggs is what I'm saying.
Like what we talked about earlier.
Yeah, that's what prompted me to call. So
didn't you also say something about brother and sister?
Yeah, he did say brother and sister. Yeah,
I don't know if I want to go down that road.
He went down. He already went down that road.
So, yeah, we didn't, you know, the whole idea had me not feeling very excited for the experiment. So I hired Morty to come on jump the gun there a little bit to help me come on the egg, so to speak.
Yes. Yes, Shanae had a problem wherein he was unable to bring forth the fertile seed that is the result of my...
And don't get me wrong, if she weren't my sister, I totally would have done it. But, you know...
Right. There should be no barriers to love. Love should be all-encompassing.
So those times I watched her in the shower are okay then?
Oh, more than okay.
No,
yes.
No. It's violation of privacy.
What is going on this episode?
But anyway, I wanted to thank you, Morty, for coming with me into the little room back there and helping me complete the act.
Oh, yes, you were. Once we got you going, you were prodigious. You were exceptional, Shanae. It was fantastic.
Shanae?
It was amazing the way that you burst forth like the Buckingham Fountain of copulation.
Buckingham Fountain?
It's a thing in Chicago.
Oh, more Chicago.
I had to walk out with just a towel around me. I busted right through my
shorts. Love scarf, wow. Yes.
I mean, I had full-on overalls and everything. And
you did, and they were so fetching on you, Shanae.
Thanks. Thank you, Morty.
All right. That was an interesting call.
But you see how I help. I help.
Freak of the Week does not condone incest in any way. Yeah, no. Usually we have a double disclaimer that time. Just the one.
Just the one. Also, yep. Just piece of advice.
But
don't forget to wash your love scarves.
This is true.
Fair enough.
Often, this is true.
Early and often.
You can be too sticky.
You can
be too sticky. Oh, or crusty, as the case may be.
It would be,
I'm going to take a caller.
It's that halfway point between sticky and crusty.
I'm
going to
tell you.
I call it stucky.
Caller, what is your name? And please, God, help us, please.
I'm Ashley Slootweef.
Ashley Slootweef?
Slootweef.
I'm an attorney.
Slutbeef.
Are you from the Albanian Slootweefs? I have worked with the Albanian Slootweefs, but I am not familiar with the Transylvanian Slootweefs.
I grew up in Manhattan, but my parents, well, my grandparents were from Europe, I know. You know, they kind of kept that kind of secret from me.
Secretive Slootweefs. Yes, those are the worst kind.
What the fuck is a Slootweef? What are we doing?
It's just her last name.
Or as I prefer to call them, secretive. That is more appropriate for my line of work, if you understand.
This is gross.
See, the accent is simply so he can say words like secretive when he doesn't need to.
Are you saying he's using, like, the accent as a tool?
I am hearing a noise.
Are you calling me a tool?
It's probably Jimmy.
What is the noise? Jimmy, what are you doing? Are you
fucking Jimmy
huffing something over there? What is going on?
God.
Please let the Slootweef talk.
So, my family, you know...
Her name's Ashley, dude.
I'm not married, and, you know...
Good for you. Marriage is stupid. No one should do it.
Agreed.
You know, my whole life, I've just struggled to be a Slootweef.
As one does.
What is going on?
How are your aureolas currently?
What?
Struggle.
Are they inflamed? Are you struggling with
your... No, I can't get them inflamed.
You cannot get them inflamed.
They shouldn't be inflamed ever. That's actually a sign of a health issue.
No, this is a common Slootweef problem.
No. Your aureolas...
Aureolas.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it at
aureolas.
This point. Shouldn't be inflamed.
No, but this is a sign of the great passion.
I just... I just would like it if you could walk me through step by step what I need to do.
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
I've tried so many ways and so many times my family just laughs at me because I can't
wrong.
Get yeah. to where wrong. I need to go.
Well, maybe
be a true
you must
step one
be
would
able.
Be not having your family around when you do this.
No, no.
Or
no,
when you make a phone call.
It's not a...
No, help. You must be able to access the passion of the Slutbeefs. What you must do to access this passion...
Wait, the passion of the Slutbeefs?
The passion of the Slutbeefs. You must be able to access the passion.
Wasn't that a movie?
The passion of the Slutbeefs?
Do not
I access it.
Mock
I,
me,
I
sir.
I tried.
I'm not mocking anyone.
No. First, you must...
I could spend hours trying.
No, first...
Get there.
I know. I feel your pain. I can sense over the air the problem you are having. But you must first sit down... Calm yourself. Access.
Oh, no, she's crying.
So hard.
She's beside herself.
If it were hard, you would be able to do this. No. What you must do is you must sit down, calm yourself, talk to, have a dialogue with your inner
what
self.
Should say, I
say? You should say, hey, Slutbeef, how shall I achieve the great passion of my ancestors? And listen for the voice. Listen for the voice in your head. The tiny little voice.
What does it say? Back.
It says, oh, salute the beef. Oh, salute the beef. When you hear that tiny voice, you know you are connected with your inner Slutbeef. And you have a connection. You can feel the passion begin to flow through that connection. Can you feel? Can you hear the inner
Slutbeef?
Slutbeef. Can you hear?
Slutbeef.
Yes.
Does it get faster?
It would get faster.
Okay.
And faster.
Okay.
And faster.
Okay.
And then you will feel it in your raviolas.
Ooh.
And then...
You know what? We're done. We're going to take a break.
Hey!
I think we need to take a break. We're going to get a word from our sponsors and we'll be back.
Oh, hey there, Count Panic. I got a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
What do you know about Mothman, the Loch Ness Monster, ghosts, demons, and things that go bump in the night?
Not much, Bob.
Well, lucky for you, we host a podcast called Bob After Dark where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural.
Wow! Where can I find this podcast?
Wherever you find your great podcasts at.
Well, we're back, True Believers.
I just want to say cutting off a woman before she achieves climax is rude.
That's not good. That is,
no, it's not.
We had to take a break. Like, I just, the thing went off that we had to,
uncool,
we had to put,
dude.
We had to put.
Does a woman orgasming make you uncomfortable, David?
We had a sponsor that we had to put a break in for.
Do you put your sponsors before
you
your
couldn't have
pleasure?
Waited 2 more minutes? She was close.
I mean,
you gave up on her.
Close.
We just needed to get to the spot. Why?
Very close.
Yeah, you need to get to the spot.
Yes.
No, the spots,
but you need to give it some time.
The sponsor spot, not the spot.
Don't be afraid of the spot. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You should allow a Slutbeef to achieve fruition.
Or any woman, really. It doesn't have to be a Slutbeef.
We.
Why am I being attacked for taking a break for a sponsor?
Because you didn't let her finish. How would you like it if we just decided to go to break right before you had fun?
What are you talking about?
It is like leaving a light switch on in the bathroom. How would you feel if someone turned you on and just left? It's not cool, man.
Shut up, Jimmy.
Jimmy's got the giggles today.
He's fucking crazy.
I believe James could use with some release as well.
Oh, well, let's save that for something that you two do not hear in the room.
Look, we're in our third and final segment now, True Believers. We're going to get to I don't even know if Morty's real yet. We got to decide if Morty's really...
Well, I mean, he's real.
Oh,
he
real.
Exists.
No, I mean, like, really the spirit of love or some guy from Yonkers whose mom called. I mean, it's one of the two, right?
I think it's probably the second one.
Well, then why are you so mad at me about taking the break then?
Because he was actually helping that poor woman.
Do you doubt my powers after you yourself?
Oh, let's not talk about that again.
I mean, he's not my cup of tea, but if, you know, another woman's into him, That's her prerogative.
Or man.
Or man. Person. Whatever.
We're good.
Biological construct.
There you go.
That's a lot of things.
It is, but so am I.
It could be a fern.
It could be.
That means you're fucking ferns.
Well, is that
I would think that
thing?
Would tickle.
Yes. If you're into biophilia.
Biophilia?
Yes, it is a scientific word which I have just made up.
I mean, dendrophilia is real, so why wouldn't biophilia
dendrophilia?
Be? Dendrophilia.
Dender, oh, for dender, trees.
For trees, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Based on the Greek dendro.
Right.
I'm learning Greek,
not
I told you
dendrophilia,
that.
Which is having sex with cat hair.
I like to indulge in a little bit of Greek myself, if you know what I mean.
I don't, and I don't want to know, thank you. All right, we're going to take a caller.
We
because,
do have another caller.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Elo.
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 L-A.
Well, is that your name, Elo?
Elo A. Elo, Elo A.
You Americans are so rude. I am trying to say hello to you.
Oh, hello.
I said hello.
I understood
hello,
him.
I am trying to do my best.
What is your name?
Again, you are rude.
I apologize.
I'm trying to get it out.
I'm having a rough day.
I will tell you, I am Francois.
Francois.
Nice
Francois
to meet you, Francois. Welcome to Freak of the Week.
And what's,
Francois what? What
country? The Squared. The Squared.
And what country are you from?
I thought this was obvious, but I will tell you, I am from France.
Oh, France, mon ami.
Hello, Morte.
Hello, Francois.
Your wonderful voice. Wait,
do you know Francois?
I do. He is my brother in that he is my countryman.
Ah,
okay. And also, when you, maybe you can do the...
He is also part Swedish.
Orgasm, like he is talking.
Orgasm?
But to the next level, you do Desquart.
Desquart.
Oh, because Francois Desquart.
Desquart.
If you were to translate that in English, would be Frank the Squirt.
Absolutely.
Oh, but it sounds so vulgar.
It is incredible how you will figure this out.
It sounds so vulgar in the English tongue.
Yes.
Most things do.
Yes.
I don't know.
So we are cousins, and one feeds the other. And right.
Wait, what? The one? What?
One,
what
one feeds.
Oh, feeds.
Feeds the other. It is like we are have our hand in hand, and I give him hand, and he gives me hand. And together we have the held hands.
Oh, voila.
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 And then he is Desquart. And I am Le Petit Morty.
The Petit Morty? That's what I heard.
Yeah, Petit. You Petit Morty.
C'est français. C'est français. Isn't it?
Parlez-vous français?
I think we just had a French joke.
Possibly.
Americans are so stupid.
The Frenchmen are tickled. He's a French tickler.
We don't even know if he's from France yet.
He's not from
France. He could be from Yonkers.
His DNA says so. Do you do 23andMe? Me and my cousin did it together.
23 et moi.
Yeah, 89% French, and 2% African, and 3% Mexican.
Right. And strangely, 1% Ashkenazi Jew.
Oh, so you are Jewish.
Morty.
Wait, what's 23andMe?
So, Francois, what are you calling about? Other than just to say hello.
I just want to tell you that if you... can achieve the, let's say, the pinnacle of sexual revolution.
Oh.
You can do the squirt. It's so much fun.
Squirt. Oh, the squirt is magnifique.
It is fun for men and the women.
Hey, est-ce que je peux aller à Pentecôte?
You're down right with that, bro.
What?
That was a terrible American accent,
I'm
just
so
saying.
Sorry. I just could not help myself. It is fun.
I don't know what just happened. I don't know what just happened.
Je m'appelle la omelette verte.
Something about a green omelette.
Le petit mon ami.
Why are they talking about green omelettes?
Green eggs and ham?
So
we got bacon, we got green eggs.
Because we are French.
Because they're French, apparently.
Why?
All right. Well, thank you, Francois, for calling in. Really added to the conversation.
You're welcome. I can anytime you need for just fun. Call me Francois the Squirt.
Frank the Squirt, thank you so much.
He is a lot of fun. He really is.
He was something, all right.
I see he has already helped you out somewhat.
Damn it. Damn it. We're going
to
take
when
it
are you ready to accept?
Accept what?
Accept my love.
I'm not into you, dude. I'm sorry.
It is not about you being into me. It is about me being into you.
Yeah, I'm not into that either.
No, it should be about two people being into each other.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay, well, you know, different strokes.
No, that's the only stroke that there should be.
Right.
Consensual strokes.
Consensual that's strokes.
It. Oh, yes, yes. No, no. Consensuality is very, very, very important.
The yes, most important.
The most important thing.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, I am a spirit. I'm not the
human. Well, he fucks being. Ferns. You can't get consent from a fern.
Well, you can. I mean, if it does the little curly thing, it says no.
Yes. You do not force yourself onto a fern,
no,
do you?
Never.
Never force the fern.
I don't fuck ferns.
Are you a force fern
Jimmy,
fucker?
Jimmy, shut up.
For goodness sakes, a forced fern fucker.
I don't fuck ferns. I have no interest in plant life.
Well, that's too bad, because nature is beautiful.
Well, no, I just mean with my penis.
How do you know? Have you tried?
Have you?
I mean, have you ever seen a fiddlehead fern?
You would not force fuck a fiddlehead fern, for goodness sakes.
Well, never force, no.
No!
Hey man, when I did my residency, I was out in the woods for a very long time. You do what you gotta.
Botany is a very underrated profession.
Hey, some women use cucumbers. I just tried a fiddlehead fern one time. Whatever.
So your
don't
sister
look at
is
me
a
like
fern
that, fern. Mr. I shit geodes. You get no, there's no room for judgment.
We need to take another caller before I completely...
You're looking a little bit red in the face.
Shut down.
Are your nippiolas, are they vibrating?
My
are
raviolas they... are fine, thank you.
Yes, are they engorged? Are they tender?
No, they're just...
Are they leaking?
I hope not, that's a medical condition.
Yeah.
I am just saying in moments of great passion... Sometimes.
No, that's not a thing that
you
happens.
You might ooze.
Hey, caller,
no,
what's your name? Where
are
you from?
That's not a thing that happens.
Let's talk to the caller.
Hi, my name is Billy.
Hello.
Hi, Billy.
Wow.
Billy.
Where are you from, Billy?
Cincinnati, Illinois.
Okay.
Cincinnati, Illinois, of
the
course.
Lovely metropole de Cincinnati.
Yeah. So, I just want to know if you can help me find out where babies come from.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Young
it's a
Billy.
Child.
Young Billy.
You could Google it.
I would suggest.
My mom won't let me use Google.
Billy,
at
listen
all?
To me. Listen no. to my voice. This is very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Very important.
What I want you to do
oh, God.
Is I would like you to speak to a responsible adult and figure out if you are mature enough and ready enough to learn about the processes of life, and if not, consult with somebody you trust about when you might learn these things. For you are apparently a young boy, Billy, and there are some matters which are too mature for you.
Mr. Hickney?
Yeah?
Can I learn about this stuff now? I trust you.
Hey, Mr. Hickney, why don't you explain to young Billy here where babies come
so
from?
So it's Dr. Hickney.
Mr. Doctor Hickney.
Mr. Doctor's fine. So babies, okay. So babies, so when a mom and a dad really like each other, you know.
Are they moms and dads before the baby comes, though?
No, they're pre-moms and pre-dads. Well, usually. Pre-moms sometimes it can be a mom and dad already, but to somebody else.
But I've got two dads.
Yeah, that happens too. Especially if
we've
one of them's Paul Reiser. He's a dad to a lot of. He's a second dad to a lot of kids. That's what I hear. The actor Paul Reiser. You heard of him?
I have. Yeah. It's just weird that you'd bring that up.
This is what I hear. Anyway, so when two parents or pre-parents want to have a child, because they love each other and they want to have a child. They go to Amazon.com.
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And they go to the baby section.
Baby.
And they type in.
I feel like he's taking notes.
Sounds like it, which is good. They take. They go through like the filters and they filter in like what they want, like, you know, boy, girl, blue eyes, green eyes, hazel eyes, hair color, you know, ideal height and weight as an adult, personality
and then the
traits.
People at Amazon quickly disregard all of those preferences.
Sometimes.
And you get what you get.
But if you have Prime, it comes right away. If not, then the baby comes in 9 months.
Okay. My dad's got Prime.
Well, you should talk with your father, Billiam, so that he may order you the little baby person which you want.
Is it Paul Reiser? Is Paul Reiser your dad?
Are you okay, David?
I get worked up when Paul Reiser gets brought up. I don't know why.
That is why I'm mad about you.
Worked up over.
Yeah, Paul and Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam?
Uncle yeah. Sam, your father is the United States of America?
I guess.
God bless you, Billiam.
Thanks, Billy.
Bye, I'll keep listening.
Bye, Billy. That was an interesting call.
Glad you lied to him.
Why did you lie to him? What did you want me to say? That a penis goes in a vagina and ejaculates?
I mean, you could have gotten a little bit closer. He's got two dads. They probably had to at least go to the store and get an egg.
That's true. So Amazon's not that far off.
David, that is the worst answer that does not involve pegging that I have ever heard.
Why are we talking about pegging?
This is the second episode this season that's brought up pegging.
I worry about your guests. I've always worried about your guests.
God. Well, we're at that time, Elizabeth.
Thank God.
Where I have to decide.
Should I remove my pants now?
No, never remove your pants, Morty.
I have to decide if Morty is indeed the spirit of
love.
Actually,
you know what, Morty? Remove your pants. I want to see if you're really 9 inches or you're full of shit.
Okay.
I don't want to see this.
Don't look.
All right. But first, I must do a saber dance.
All right, never mind. I've stopped caring.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, we're at that point in the episode where I have to decide if...
Is Morty real?
Is Morty actually a spirit of love? Or
feel
some,
me, David.
Some
42. Feel my love, David.
I'm not feeling
Don't
your love.
Don't touch David
feel
without his permission.
My love.
Or if he's a 42-year-old creep from Yonkers.
Feel me.
I
feel my love.
Despite what
feel
happened.
Feel this loot beef. Feel it. Feel it.
He's fake. He's got to be fake. I hope he's fake. I really, really want him to be fake.
Oh, I know you are lying to
True
me.
True believers, he's fake.
I can see you are lying. I can see the outlines of your fakery.
We'll be back next week.
Bursting through your pants.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. That doesn't make sense. Me and Elizabeth have been around together forever. Like, I know her since she was like a baby. This doesn't make any sense. The experts and callers were performed by Anthony Calero, Patrick Harrington of the Ghostly Podcast, Alan Morgan from the podcast Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, David Musto from the podcast Unfucking Relatable, Rebecca Rivers of the Ghostly Podcast, and Diana Solarski from the web sketch show The Upside of Down. So you're saying they aren't real? Yeah, okay. Special thanks to Kickstarter donors Kelly Mayer and Isaiah Hedden. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.